This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A month or two into the school year, depending on the district, and there have already been at least 10 school shootings in the U.S., according to the nonprofit Educators School Safety Network. And since August 1st, there have been 99 false reports of school shootings. That's about 40% more than in the entire 2018 school year. In cases where the false reports are not just mistaken but malicious, it's called swatting, a criminal act that comes with many costs, both financial and emotional. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has our story.
Back in 2012, one student was injured at a shooting at Perry Hall High School, northeast of Baltimore. The student recovered, but George Roberts, who was principal at the time, says the shooting put the whole school on alert.
Because we knew what it felt like, what it looked like, what it smelled like.
Afterwards, Robert says there was an increase in the number of false reports of violence at his school and others, which he says often follows a real incident. These can take days for staff and police to investigate and are costly.
If you took kind of the hourly pay of staff, right, whether it be me as a principal or police officers and all the people, and kind of added that up, it could be probably anywhere from hundreds to thousands of dollars a day.
Having law enforcement race to respond does take up money and time, says former police officer Mo Kennedy. He leads the National Association of School Resource Officers. And Kennedy says, for everyone involved, the costs go way beyond the financial.
Even if they, you know, think it's real for 60 seconds, there's still a lot of trauma in that. And you just think about the impact on the mental health of everyone in that school building or on that campus.
This is a generation of students that's already dealing with the interruption of lockdown drills. On his campus, which is PS20, an elementary school in Brooklyn, fifth grader Leo Heilman says part of what's terrifying about a drill is not always knowing if it's real.
So I'm really nervous if, like, someone that's robbing is just gonna come in our door, in our class, and rob us of something.
His twin brother, Mac, says the fear that comes with that heightened sense of security sticks with him.
For like the next week, whenever I go to bed, I would think about it.
This emotional pressure can create a cycle of spending, says Amanda Klinger with the Educators School Safety Network.
Parents are upset. Parents want you to do something, right? When there's a tragedy, people are upset. They want you to do something. And so it's very hard to get out in front of that.
Especially when schools and law enforcement have to treat every report as if it's real. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.